Glory to God.
This is the night the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? We have a choice not to rejoice, but we choose to rejoice. Because rejoicing always brings you in the presence of God. No matter what you're going through, or no matter what you're going to go through. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, isn't he? Amen. Even when we're bad. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get some fresh revelation. Let's get some fresh impartation. There's something God is doing phenomenally right now. Of course, he's doing something phenomenally every day. But he's resetting appointed times. There's a reset right now of appointed times. And in these appointed times, because one of the things the enemy wants to do is God has specific appointed times. In fact, in Leviticus 23, would you turn there, please? Leviticus 23. The feasts of the Lord are appointed times. I think so many times we always look at other things that we forget about the feasts of the Lord. Leviticus 23:4. These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their what? Appointed times. Remember, these are the feasts of the Lord. These are not the feasts of men. These are his feasts. If they're his feasts, it means that there's an appointed time for each and every one. These feasts recycle every single year, and only Jesus can fulfill them, even when they recycle, continue, until everything is fulfilled. So each feast recycles every single year. There are seven feasts, meaning complete and perfect. They recycle, even though Jesus came and fulfilled the first four feasts. All they still recycle until all the feasts are totally completed. It says, on the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. We know Jesus died on the feast of Passover. He was crucified on that day. Why? It was an appointed divine time. Then on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread. That's when he went to hell. Because leaven means evil. Serving 7 days, you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. But you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. And then the next feast, which is known as the Feast of first fruits, which is resurrection. So the first three feasts, Passover, Jesus on the cross, Jesus goes to hell, and then he rises from the dead. Amen? The next feast is called Pentecost, which was 50 days later, because the word Pente means 50. So 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he poured out his spirit in the upper room. That's called Pentecost. Then there's the Feast of Trumpets, which has not been fulfilled yet. But that's the next feast to be fulfilled. And then there's the Feast of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacle. Feasts are directly linked to divine appointments. They are appointed times until the end of the earth, or to the end of the completion of all feasts. Does everybody get it? And the last feast to be fulfilled is Tabernacles. That's when Jesus comes and we reign for 1,000 years. But then after that, the earth is going to end. So hallelujah. Acts chapter 1. Seems like a long time away, but it won't be when you're in it. Woohoo! So God is resetting appointed times because we have missed many times. We've missed so many things. And many times, you know, even though we became Christians, we never acknowledged the feast. And those are prophetic times specifically for events to happen. I'll give you an example. Jesus was not born on Christmas. He was conceived on December, but he was born in September on the Feast of Trumpets. So he wasn't born now. You know who was born now? You know why people, why the enemy deceived people? Anybody know who was born now? Who? Nimrod. Absolutely. Nimrod was born now because he was always trying to duplicate Christ. But Jesus was not born at this time, even though we celebrate it, but that's cool. At least we can celebrate. We can celebrate. I mean, he's the Lord of the Sabbath. We celebrate him every single day. We celebrate him in his resurrection, Passover. We celebrate him in everything, every single day. So we don't have to have an appointed day, but there is a specific things that happen in his divine appointed times that people miss. Certain events that happen globally, and they miss. Amen? Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he what? He didn't ask him, he what? Commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For truly John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So is the baptism of the Holy Spirit a command? Yes. It's not an ask. It's a command. Does everybody understand that? It's a command. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? But it wasn't that time now. The prophetic timeline for restoring the kingdom of Israel was not yet. So what did he say to them? It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Again, it wasn't time to restore, but it was time to expose. Amen? It wasn't time to restore. It was a time to expose. Because Jesus couldn't, his intent was not to restore Israel. His intent was to expose the enemy and raise up an army. Because he had to do that before you can what? Restore anything. Acts 17 and verse 30. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked. But now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent, because he has an appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. What did he say? That people were ignorant of missing true appointed time. That's what God said. I know you've been ignorant of these things. For truly these times of ignorance, God has overlooked. Times of ignorance. Why? Because they missed God's appointed times. And we don't want to. That's why it's so important that we maintain a prophetic insight of knowing what's going on. That's why it's so important that we maintain close to the Lord. It's not going to events and all kinds of stuff all the time. You know, it's not even about always going to church, but the God says, forsake not to assemble. Why? Because we get refreshed and we get renewed and we learn things. And many things are spoken of about appointed times. That's why when we hear prophetic words, Kim Clement was very good at exposing and revealing God's appointed times. Many of the prophets are. That's what their point was, to expose God's prophetic times. Amen. Luke 19, 43, please. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children with you, within you, to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation. See, they missed the warnings of God Almighty. Jesus was here. That's what he told them. He said, this is all going to happen because you did not know the time of visitation. You missed the appointed time. And what happened? Destruction. Daniel chapter 7. You know, many times God is trying to prepare us for visitation, and we get distracted. Daniel 7, 21. Daniel was saying, I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all the other kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth. Trample it and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High. He shall persecute the saints of the Most High. He shall intend to change times and law or constitution. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half time. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. This is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed, but I kept the matter in my heart. So it says that intent to change times and law or mislead humanity of God's appointed times. Now, there's something that happened in October of 1582. Pope Gregory removed 10 to 14 days from the calendar. People don't know that. 10 to 14 days were removed out of the calendar to mislead humanity from God's divine appointments. See, there was two clocks. There's a clock that's associated with man. Then there's God's divine clock. There's his time, amen, and God's time. There's man's agenda and timing, and there's God's agenda and timing. And this is where God is beginning to dismantle man's agenda and timing. I mean, it's pretty intense right now. In fact, I think it was in 2010, Kim Clement prophesied. You can look it up on YouTube. In 2010, Kim Clement prophesied, and God said, people are looking at the wrong clock. They're looking at the wrong calendar. My people are looking at the wrong calendar, missing my divine appointments. And he was going to reset time, and this is where we are right now. He's doing it right now. He's going to begin to change. Things are changing. We're right now in a transition of resetting time. Hallelujah. See, there's the Julian calendar, and there's the Gregorian calendar. Whatever it is. Glorian. Anyways, the Julian calendar is the correct time, but we don't go by that one. We go by the Gregorian or whatever it is, which is used today. But again, and there's a difference because there's three major calendars. You got the solar calendar, you got the lunar calendar, and you got a lunisolar calendar. Those are three types of calendars that are used. And certain, like Israel uses a lunar solar calendar. We use the Gregorian. Sounds like a pukey thing. Gregorian, okay, Gregorian, whatever. And but God is going to, we're to be looking now at a reset time by using the Julian calendar, because that is correct. And God is going to begin to change that. Things are going to be shifted and changed. Hallelujah. Go to Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth and the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. In other words, the temple representing the body, his church, it's going to be greater now. But there's something that's a marker, gold and silver. Those are markers, markers of transitions, markers of appointed times, markers of the changing of the time. These are markers. Why? Because silver is a marker in the takedown of the Babylonian system. See, silver is not mined, it's made. The minerals for it are to be, that's what's mined to make silver. Silver is the number one used mineral or product in all spacecraft, jets, electronics, computers, everything. Silver is the number one thing. It is the most used. And banks have been selling paper silver for years. Just like the paper currency we have now. It's got no backing. Been selling it for years. Gold and silver has always been the backbone of all of our currency until it was removed. So God is resetting that now. But it's also a marker of transition and the fall of Babylon, because Babylon is Satan's kingdom. It's the deep state, the world system, and they lie to people, don't they? In fact, the Federal Reserve was created nothing but to keep people in slavery. So they print as much money as they want, and they got no backing. But now it's going to change, because there's going to be a dismantlement of the Federal Reserve. They're going to be dismantled. They're on their process of this. They're trying to print as much money as they can to keep silver down in value. But it just hit. It was a prophetic word years ago that once it hit $50, it wouldn't stop. Well, now it's 63. It hasn't been that way in 50, 60 years. Silver is going up now. And now the central banks are going to have to pay out what people purchase on a certificate, but they can't. It's going to close many of the central banks down. They're going to collapse. And people that have been having all their money and in bank accounts, the value of U.S. currency is going to deplete almost to 50%. So it's good to get tangible things going on. I mean, we are in such a time right now. Such a time. And we're going to begin to see this by the end of the year. We're going to see things begin to change. See, that's why they're going to go to digital, but all the digital is going to be backed by gold and silver. Amen. I mean, even gold has gone up to, what, 4,000 something? 43. When you could have bought it 2 years ago for 18 and 15. But, you know, see, people don't, if they don't know, they don't do it. Because it's been held back from us. Same thing with foreign currencies. There's going to be a great transition of currency exchange. Because what they want to do is level off all the currency value through the world. Foreign currency, everything. They did that with Kuwait. Yeah. But no, people didn't know. Only the government people knew. And they invested all this money in Kuwait money and made billions of dollars because they prevented us from knowing about it. And when the currency changed and transitioned, many people made billions of dollars. Well, it's going to change again. There's going to be an even level of currency value. So people that own certain money and whatever, they're gonna level it all out. Why? Because we're going to, unfortunately, one world order. But at the first part of the one world order will be controlled by the kingdom of God. Eventually, once we're removed, then the Satan will take over the one world order. And then that's where people can't buy or sell unless they receive what? The mark. Because they can't go to the bank. There won't be any. Everybody okay? Ooh, happy days. Let's go somewhere else. Matthew 26, verse 6. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head and on at the table, as he sat at the table. And when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not always have. And in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told at a memorial." Now, is that powerful or what? Let's keep going. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver Jesus to you?" And they counted out him 30 pieces of silver. You think Jesus ever forgot that? That's a marker. That was a marker then. Silver is a marker now. Why? Because it's a point of turnaround. It's a marker of things turning around. Jesus didn't forget that he was sold out for 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, he sought opportunity to what? Betray him. Betray him. 30 pieces of silver is a marker. Silver is a marker of transition, of God's appointed times. Isaiah 49, verse 7. There's going to be a tremendous transfer of wealth. The body of Christ is going to be blessed. There's going to be also an erasing of debts. There'll be erasing of mortgage debts. Why? Because if a bank collapses, it can't collect from you no more. It's going to happen globally. I don't know if you just saw, but Chile just got, for the first time in years, they got a conservative president. And everybody's wearing red hats saying, "Make Chile great again." It's phenomenal. I mean, it's like going all over the world, man. Why? Because this is God moving righteousness. People are standing up for what's righteous. They're tired of corruption. They're tired of being enslaved. They're standing up for freedom. And these morons that are promoting all of this other stuff and trying to set up and kill police officers and ICE agents, these are all Antichrist promoters. They're Antichrist. If they die, they go to hell. Because they miss God's appointed time. God's been trying to bring salvation to everyone. And sometimes they miss God's appointed time. They got distracted. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49, verse 7. Are you there? Good. "Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nations abhor, to the servants of rulers. Kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time, and I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you, and as a covenant to the people to restore the what? Earth. Listen, we're in a reset and restoration time globally. To cause them to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pasture shall be on the desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them, for he who has mercy on them will lead them. Even by the springs of the water, he will guide them. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated. Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinai. Sing, O heaven, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. Praise God. Isaiah 61. And we'll close here. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Let's speak it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and a day of vengeance to our God, and to comfort all who mourn. Console those who mourn in Zion, and give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Oh, get ready, get ready, get ready. You're going to see a shift. There was a prophetic word about fall. In fall, they will fall. Babylon will fall. That was given by Kim Clement also. Well, fall ends the 21st of this month, and then winter begins. So how are they going to fall? The only way that the starting of the domino effect of them falling is silver's got to rise. And they got to begin to lose their control of currency. That's how it's going to start. I mean, I'm telling you, what an awesome time we are in. And we don't want to miss the appointed times. Amen? It doesn't mean you need to go out and buy gold and silver or whatever. But if you have bank accounts full of money, I would exchange them out for gold and silver. And have them ready. But the funds are still going to come. We're going to still be blessed, whether you have gold or silver or any currencies. We'll still be blessed. God is going to spread the currency and the value of money to all of his whole body. Why? There's going to be so many opportunities in making more money. So many things. There's going to be a lot of opportunity. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your preparation. And we thank you for resetting your times and appointed times. You're resetting it for us by exposing the enemy and dismantling and destroying the Antichrist regime in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God.